Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, March 7th. We head into the latter half of the week after stocks turned higher and ended in the green during regular trading yesterday. In a day heavy on Fed speak, economic data, and a couple of big name earnings, all three major indices closed up. The Dow added 75 points or 0.2%. The S&P 500 bounced just more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ also gained more than 0.5%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. Listen, I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are positive. Well, you know, they're up almost 0.3%. They're up 0.29% this morning. It's a nice way to open the morning when you see green like that. Yesterday was all about the Fed Chairman's Jerome Powell speech. Well, guess what? It's about that today again. Today he appears before the Senate. The Senate is a little bit more interesting. The questions are much more political. From the senators, everybody's trying to make a soundbite to make themselves look smart. But the fact is, Jerome Powell has to deal with a lot of, dumb questions. And I can't believe he has the ability that not to correct some of these politicians when they're asking questions. Biden's going to be doing his State of the Union speech tonight. You know, listen, he's going to highlight topics such as corporate taxes, immigration, conflicts in the Ukraine and the Middle East. He's going to, use this as kind of a campaign stump to kind of highlight his accomplishments over the last few years. We gotta pay attention to these earnings reports. We got a lot of good earnings reports coming out after the bell today. Watching the markets in Europe, and we do have an ECB announcement coming out this morning. So, you look at the European markets, they were all lower, but now they've turned positive. You look at the DAX, it's up 10 points or 0.06%. You look at the FTSE, it's up 4 points, 0.05%. You look at the CAC, it's up 12 points, 0.16%. So that's nice to see, but that ECB rate decision will really create, nothing's expected. They're expected to, leave rates as is. But they may give you some type of indication as to when they may be, lowering rates. We're looking at over at Asia last night, the Nikkei fell $492, 492 points or 1.23%. The Bank of Japan is going to be, lifting interest rates soon. And that's, finally, understood by Japanese traders. And you saw weakness in the chip sector. You saw weakness in the auto sector. When they start raising interest rates, you're going to see, the equity markets, sell off a bit. You're looking at Hong Kong Exchange stock. Hong Kong, the Hang Seng dropped 208 points or 1.27%. The Shanghai in China dropped 12 points or 0.41%. There was no big economic stimulus announcement from China's two-session conference that everybody was expecting. Could happen tonight. We'll have to wait and see. China did release some economic data. There's always questions on their economic data, specifically their GDP. Not everyone's sure they can trust it, but, that's causing a lot of question marks in the Chinese markets. And that is having an effect on oil. You're looking at oil prices today, and oil is trading lower. You got WTI at $78.79. That's down 0.43%. You got Brent is trading $82.64. That's down, about 0.4%. So, we are seeing weakness in oil. A lot of that's related to the Chinese economic data that was released earlier this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update, Emily.
Bill, I'd call this day economic front between more commentary from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, as you said, with the Senate today, that State of the Union this evening, real big focus on the economy. Also, as you mentioned, so we're going to be getting to the day's economic events in just a moment. But before we get there, you did mention there's a couple of big name earnings coming out after the bell, but some that were released to keep an eye on. So, Bill, what should we be watching when it comes to earnings action?
Let's talk about earnings actually. Let's start off with Ciena, ticker CIEN. They delivered a beat of 18 cents. They did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's trading lower. It's actually down almost 8% this morning. Then we're talking about Burlington Stores. They beat by 39 cents on higher revenue. Burlington Stores is showing a gain of 4.47% this morning. You know, going into earnings, you know, I wasn't real confident just because, you know, the option data just really didn't, you know, speak out to me. The brokerage reports weren't really positive on some of these stocks, so I couldn't go with any of them. You know, what else do we have? BJ's Wholesale, they beat by 5 cents, but that was done on lower revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's down 1.59% this morning. Upcoming after the bell, the big one is Broadcom.com. You know, that's ticker AVGO, Apple, Victor, Grace, Oscar. Their EPS is $10.25 with an expected move of 8.15%. We also have Costco, ticker COST, Charlie, Oscar, Sam, Tom. Their EPS is $3.45. Expected move is 4.95%. Then you have Marvel Technologies, ticker MRVL, Michael, Richard, Victor, Larry. Their EPS is 46 cents. Expected move is 11.53% when they release this afternoon. Lastly, DocuSign, ticker DOCU. David, Oscar, Charlie, Uncle. Their EPS is 0.64 cents, and the expected move here is 9.73%, Emily.
Bill, as I mentioned, you know, heavy on the economic front today, I guess, when you consider sort of all the political action. So let's do a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
8:30 a.m. We get the jobless claims. Also at 8:30, we get international trade in goods and services. Then at 10 o'clock, Jerome Powell gets in front of the Senate, and he's going to be, you know, speaking again. He's going to follow the same script as yesterday with a consistent message that the Fed is likely to cut rates later this year, you know, and as long as, you know, inflation continues to move down towards that 2% level. It doesn't have to hit 2%. It just has to continually weaken, which is positive for the markets because, you know, we did have some hot inflation data in January, and that didn't change the Fed's, you know, outlook. So that's good. I did see, you know, a speech last night from Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari, where he said he penciled in two rate cuts for 2024 in that last forecasting round in December. But he added that he may reduce his number of cuts at the next Fed meeting, which happens in like 2 weeks. Also speaking today at 11:30 a.m., we're going to be hearing from Loretta Mester. She's the Cleveland Fed Bank president. And that's what I have for you in terms of economic notes, Emily.
And the day's other market moving information is something you also keep track of. All of this using your Newswire. Even yesterday, you mentioned to us that you set up your Newswire alerts so that you can see any commentary that's released ahead of those prepared notes that are released ahead of when Jerome Powell speaks on Capitol Hill. Sure enough, you got those notes. You knew ahead of the live commentary the theme of what he would be saying, all using your Newswire. You're also using your Newswire to look at things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, looking at your FANG stocks grouped together, your Dow 30 stocks grouped together. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check, looking at my Dow stocks, I got 17 higher, 10 lower, the rest are unchanged. Looking at my FANG stocks, everything's showing some strong gains, except for Tesla. Tesla's weak again, not surprisingly. You know, something on Apple. Epic Games said in a post on its website that Apple had terminated its developer account for Epic Games in Sweden. Amazon, you know, this is really, you know, all the FANG stocks. The EU Digital Market Act goes into effect today, which was really designed to rein in big tech. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. To Google, a former Google engineer who's also a Chinese national, was arrested and charged with stealing AI trade secrets. Meta Platform, ticker META, they're going to be winding down their authorized sales partner program. And, you know, something on Tesla. I mean, you know, I saw a report on Citi from Citi this morning saying Tesla's Q1 setup looks tough. Look at the stock this morning. It's down 1.78%. Yeah, it's tough. Look at the Dow stock. JP Morgan. JP Morgan was pursuing a deal with Discover before Capital One made their offer. Intel, ticker INTC, they're posed to win $3.5 billion. To make chips for the U.S. military. Salesforce.com, ticker CRM, showing gains this morning. They got that Trailblazers conference going on in San Francisco today. terms of merger news, NYCB, New York Community Bank, they raised more than $1 billion in an equity investment led by former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Remember, he did this once before. So when he does get involved in these banks, does have a history of turning them around. So it's one to keep an eye on, NYCB. Guy's got a lot of political connections that it's done well for him. In terms of guidance news, Burlington Stores, ticker BURL, ACQ1 adjusted EPS, 95 cents to $1.10. Street estimates $1.09. Ciena, ticker CIEN. Cigna, ticker CI, Charlie India. Cigna backs its 2024 adjusted EPS view of $28.25, street estimates $28.29. That came out at a Morgan Stanley conference yesterday. Full Truck Alliance has ticker YMM, Yellow Mary Mary. They see Q1 revenue up 23.9%. To 27.1%. That's positive. Shareholders meeting, Cigna, ticker CI, they're having an investor's day today, starts at 8:30. AMAT Applied Materials, Apple Tom's having a shareholders meeting at 11 a.m. today. Talking buyback news, Victoria's Secret, ticker VSCO, they authorized a repurchase of up to $250 million worth of stock. GE, stock's trading higher after sending a $15 billion share repurchasing program. Full Truck Alliance, ticker YMM, Yellow Mary Mary. They announced the $500 million share repurchasing program. That's really what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Going with ticker IOT, India Oscar Tom. This is Samsara. Earnings are out after the bell. EPS is 3 cents. Expected move is 21.24%. Yesterday's call volume, 13,516 calls versus put volume of 12,586. That's positive. You're looking at the open interest, 61,734 calls versus 55,453 puts. Again, that's positive. Major brokers are positive on the stock. They're raising price targets. Got to like that. Last quarter, they did, they did deliver a beat and they gave good guidance. So, in terms of getting in, listen, possible, if possible, I'd like to get in under 33.5. We'll have to wait and see if that's possible. But that's my pick of the day. IOT, India, Oscar, Tom, Samsara.
IOT it is today, Bill. We will follow that along with you. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day. So don't go anywhere. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Global banking watchdog cracks down on big tech lenders. They say that they're gaming the rules. Yeah, not surprised. That's what big tech does. American Eagle announces a three-year strategy, unveiled its new powerful, profitable growth plan. Interesting. That's causing some movement in the stock. United Airlines adds three international destinations. They're flying between to Morocco, Tokyo, Philippines. Ticker NVO, Nancy Victor Oscar, stocks rallying after shares of its weight loss drug, was positive. BKE, Boy Kilo, Edward, this is the buckle. They reported same store sales down 11.5%. I believe their earnings were up. Warner Music, WMG, confirms interest in Believe. Yeah, Walmart, ticker WMT, they're going to be presenting today at the Morgan Stanley Technology Conference. Pfizer, ticker PFE, the FDA approved their drug for kids with leukemia. Tesla quit the Australian auto lobby over claims on car emission standards. Google has set up a cyber security base in Tokyo. It's its first in the Asian Pacific region. Goldman Sachs raised its share buyback forecast for companies in the S&P 500. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading today, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Zscaler, ticker ZS. You were looking to play some volatility in the stock, hoping for a run on the back of some positive movement in CrowdStrike yesterday after they had released their earnings. How did your call work out?
It didn't. I wasn't in love with any of the earnings that are coming out. So I went with a volatility play in Zscaler. Stock opened up at 214 and fell just under 201 and closed out at 202. It's, it is trading higher this morning, which is positive, but it didn't work out yesterday. I got to do better next time, Emily.
Well, Bill, we, as you always say, we live to trade another day, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Samsara pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.